from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey, what's happening, San Diego, and welcome to it. A new week. A Monday and a full 4 hours together here on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Might as well tell you the name of the program. It's Gwynn and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Mr. Scraby as well. Not only 4 hours with us today, but there'll be a Scraby Chronicles at the very end of all of this. So you are locked in for an enjoyable Monday afternoon and evening. As we join you, Tony Gwynn Jr. checks in from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C. Padres play the Nationals tomorrow, but Tony Gwynn Jr. has arrived a day early. No truth to the Twitter rumors that he's there to announce that he's running for office. His candidacy, there's an opening, apparently, in the high level of government in the United States. Tony's gone to Washington, D.C. You're not running, though.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You're not going to do it. You're not going to fill the void.
Nope, I will not be filling any void. This is it's also, I won't be running anywhere because it's raining outside. So it's a good thing they didn't have a game today, because it would be definitely under delay right now.
You know what's funny is that I was watching some coverage, yes, of everything that's going on in the nation's capital. And I did notice it was raining quite hard where the lady was broadcasting out in the streets there. So, yes, no game today anyway. Hopefully the weather will clear Padres will be able to get back at it tomorrow. And
wow, it is raining really hard. This is being cool here on the Entercom Empire, so if you're sitting out there.
What?
That's for the people that are joining us from Washington, D.C. right now.
Yes.
Anybody who happens to be listening to the show from Washington, D.C., there's your weather report from our former weather boss, Matt Scraby. Padres start off this road trip. I mean, what else can we say? I mean, you know, they're the only team in Major League Baseball that has lost a series at home to the Rockies. They not only lost that series at home to the Rockies, they got swept. But they are also now one of only two teams joining the Yankees who did it in April. They're one of only two teams that have won a road series in Cleveland. And as I said Friday, Tony, maybe this is exactly what we should have expected from the Padres. Just when you think it's not looking too good, they make you happy again.
Yeah, I think you know, I think if you get caught up in the final score of the first game, Friday's game, then yeah, I mean, but if you remember, it was a 2-0 game going into that eighth, and
yeah,
it imploded on, you know, really with Schilte not using any of his, you know, back end guys. He was trying to get through that game, you know, behind, and it blew up on him. And so outside of that, they came back the next day, and I thought, you know, had a heck of a game. Really, the next two games, they didn't capitalize on the opportunities they had yesterday, but they did enough to win because the pitching, Michael King was phenomenal. I mean, when you didn't think it could get much better after watching Cease the day before, Michael King comes out and is just, I mean, having his way with pretty much that entire lineup. And you know, they the schedule works where, you know, they can move beyond the fifth starter at this point, at this, you know, as they try to figure out what they want to do there. And so they'll be able to get through at least another time through the rotation. But that's a question that seemingly is going to have to be answered at some point. What does that look like? I don't think we know. But to start the series off and get that victory, that series victory against a really good, really good Guardians team.
Yeah, Cleveland had the
that was impressive.
Yeah, they had the best record at home in the American League. They had the best record overall in the American League. And if you watch the Cleveland the last 2 days, I just kept wondering, how did they win a bunch of games? Well, evidently they won them because they weren't facing the likes of Dylan Cease and Michael King. And basically all those two guys did, Tony, was turn in historic pitching performances. And before you out there say, well, that's overstating it a little bit, well, let's see. Dylan Cease allowed one hit. Michael King allowed two. The Padres allowed three hits over two games. The last time that happened, and the only other time it happened in Padre history, your dad was playing right field and the 1984 team was heading to the World Series. So it has been 40 years since the Padres put together back-to-back starts like that. And if you include what Matt Waldron did on Friday night.
I was just getting ready to say, right? You can't leave Waldron out of that at all.
Here is the pitching line for the Padres' three starters this weekend. 20 innings, 9 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks, and 21 strikeouts. That will get the job done. As a matter of fact, it maybe should have been good enough to sweep the series, but we'll go ahead and take the 2 out of 3. And as you said, you don't need the fifth man right now. Vasquez pitches tomorrow night against the Nationals, Tony, and then it's right back to these three guys, you know, on this road trip. And it was brilliant. Yeah. So, I mean, they completely shut down a team that had been, you know, feasting on everybody in the American League, especially everybody that came to Progressive Field. So it's just wonderful to see this Padre team. They continue to, I'm sorry, but the roller coaster, every time it hits the bottom floor, it goes right back up. And I'm not surprised, and I feel pretty good heading into Washington, D.C. And that's despite some of the news coming out about Joe Musgrove. Kevin Acey tweeted out today that he said it'll be at least a month before Musgrove comes back. That's at least a month. Well, that takes us now with Musgrove at least till the end of August. August 22nd would be a month from now. So,
wait. I don't know if that it can be preferenced that way, that it's bad news. I think it was going to be this way all along based on how he is progressing. I mean, he has not pitched in quite some time. So it wasn't like he got healthy and he was just going to be able to be back in the rotation. There's going to have to be a complete buildup, you know, as you go. And I think that was always going to be the case. So, I mean, maybe the timeline may feel shocking, but I don't know that we can call it bad news. I think bad news would have been that he had some type of regression or he won't be making it back. I think once he has decided to kind of take his time, to come back, I think it was always going to be around that time frame.
Yeah, I don't know why. For whatever reason, I thought August meant hopefully a little bit earlier August. And so that's why I said that.
Okay. Gotcha.
You know, the end of August is the 22nd would be a month, and that's if he came back in exactly a month. So I think basically what that tweet told me is that, you know, maybe we shouldn't really expect it until the beginning of September. We certainly don't know about Darvish, if at all. And I think it's becoming more clear that regardless of what the Padres do here the next 3 days in Washington and what they do on the weekend in Baltimore and even what they do when they get home, AJ Preller's going to have to be very fast at work and try to find another starting pitcher for this rotation. They're going to have a fifth guy. You know, and it's so weird to me. The Dodgers, about an hour ago, just flat out released James Paxton, who's 8-2. Now, grant you, his ERA is a little high. It's 4.43. His whip is up there. He hasn't exactly been dominant, but he did have a record of 8-2, and he made every start for the Dodgers. He didn't miss any turns in the rotation. I don't know that that's the answer. What I'm saying is teams are kind of, for whatever reason, Ty France was released today by the Mariners. We saw the Phillies released Whit Merrifield last week. He got picked up today by the Braves, who are really in trouble now that Ozzie Albies is on the injured list. There seems to be a lot without there being any trades is what I'm getting at. Maybe the Padres can solve their problems without having to part with anybody. Who knows?
Yeah, it's a possibility, especially with AJ. You know, he's pretty creative when it comes to these type of things. I mean, given that the Padres are skipping the fifth spot because it just hasn't, you know, gone well. You know,
yeah.
Major, you know, wasn't, I don't think was ready. Doesn't mean he won't be. It just, he wasn't ready right now. And, you know, so they are coming up with creative ways to man the rotation, but eventually the off days won't line up and you're going to have a fifth guy. I don't know if Paxton's the answer or not, but when you consider the options, you know, maybe Brito is built up by that time. Maybe
yeah.
He's done well enough to have an opportunity.
I think he was scratched recently, so I got to look into that a little bit.
Oh, the quarter
start yeah.
Down in the minors.
Yeah, let me go look into
that. Maybe hopefully he's not scratched because he was hurt. Hopefully he's scratched because that's the idea and that maybe right. They're going to give him an opportunity. But you're right. At some point, you're going to have to probably come up with some type of idea. And I'm sure whether that's trade or Brito or, you know, the free agent market, whatever's out there, I'm sure something is going to be going to happen here.
Yeah, before we go get too giddy about James Paxton being available, first of all, let's be honest about it. The Dodgers are not exactly loaded with starting pitching. Now, they should have Glasnow coming back, I think, this week. Kershaw is getting closer. But I don't think that they would have just released this guy if they thought he was worth a damn. I mean, honestly, the Dodgers don't have an overflow. And as you look closer at Paxton, he's 8-2, as I said, but the whip is 1.455. That's really not good. He's also walked more batters than anybody in the National League. He's walked 48 batters. He leads the league in that category. That isn't the kind of guy, you know, I'm dying to bring in. But his career numbers are much, much better than that. He's 72 and 40 3.76 career ERA. Most of that, though, was built up 5 years ago or more. So, anyway, that's the kind of pitcher that right now is out there. We'll see what happens. But
I have information on Johnny Brito. Apparently, it was just arm soreness.
So arm soreness.
That's okay, right?
Well, we don't know. That's not a good
thing. Is that a Fugazi injury, like Tyler Glasnow's back injury? Oh, all of a sudden he's better now. He's back after the All-Star break.
Yeah, no, I don't know why they would do that in the minor.
Scraby is so happy that he ferreted out the fact that Tyler Glasnow's injury was
Can you use another word than ferret? It makes me feel like
way in there and figured you think you figured that out. I don't know that you really did. Maybe he was really, really hurt. It could have been. You know, you don't know for sure.
It just feels so ferret.
What is this about Glasnow now?
When he went on the injured list, Scraby immediately piped in and said, this is false.
It's a fake injury.
They had some time between
and he
the
said
All-Star
he's going to be
game,
right. Yeah, they sat him out before the All-Star game. Now he's ready to go right after the All-Star game. So Scraby, whether he's right or not, he thinks he's right. And let's just let him believe that.
So he didn't really uncover anything.
No, he didn't recover anything.
He just thinks he's right.
And I don't really want to tell him.
Maybe I am a ferreter, okay?
I don't want to tell him he might be wrong. He's feeling really good about himself.
You co-signed on this whole thing with me. You said, I think you're right, Scrape. I think you're right.
Yeah, I did. I did. But I only did that because he's on my fantasy baseball team, and I was upset at the time that he would have the audacity to go on the injured list when they need
him. Oh, I just lost Ozzie Albies, so that's not great. I have a question about, and I don't know, maybe we need to find out from like contract people, but Yu Darvish is not being paid by the Padres. Does that come off of their total payroll? Like, do they have more money to spend now because his contract, he's not being paid at the moment and he's not on the 40-man roster?
Yeah, so that money that they would have had to pay him during this month, they don't have to pay. He's on the restrictive list, I believe it is.
Yeah, the restrictive
list. So
my question is
non-pay.
Okay, so my question basically is, if they know for whatever reason that Yu Darvish is going to miss the rest of the year, could they take that money and put it back into to someone, or you know, do a contract extension, or I don't know.
I want to say yes, but that wouldn't be. I don't know. I don't honestly know if that's against the rules.
Sounds like an interesting possibility, though, Scraby. I'll give you that.
Okay, thank you.
You know, maybe they could go out and sign somebody who's in control for the end of the year.
Yes.
And pay them, you know, a little more money than they would have been able to do that.
Or they could do like a Mike Clevenger where they signed him for his injured year plus
Yeah, well, let's
other
not
year.
Do a Mike Clevenger. Use a better example than that, will you, please?
Sorry, I'll ferret my way to a better example. I'm really upset about this ferret word you used.
It just means digging and finding out something. It's not a negative. You're taking it as a negative.
As I do.
Yes, you do. All right, show is underway. We've got a lot to get done. Padres, of course, get it done in Cleveland. We'll talk more about that. Looking ahead to the series against the Nationals say that it's all over. All of the bad feelings are done. Dave Martinez said in the paper today he does not hold any grudges. He's moved well past the entire thing. The thing being the whole incident with Keibert Ruiz and Jerickson Profar and Jesse Winker and everybody else that was involved. Mackenzie Gore, I guess, would have to be involved in that, too. We'll see if any of that resurfaces over the next 3 days. But either way, the Padres are there. They're getting ready to play the Nationals tomorrow in a 3-game series. Then it's Baltimore before they come home to take on the Dodgers. On the program today, we will do plenty of baseball, of course, but also going to start turning our attentions to the National Football League. We are less than 10 days away from the Hall of Fame game opener. So it's right around the corner, people. Greg Camarillo, go ahead.
I gotta get on our fantasy leagues and make sure everybody has their new keeper for the first time.
We might just want to cancel the league.
We gotta make sure that Scraby definitely has to finally get rid of Jamar Chase.
Just cancel the league because then I'm the last champion. That works out. It's great. It's the trophy. Everything.
That's just like you to win something to defend it.
I'm defending it in baseball right now. I'm third seed, Chris.
Hey, Chris, you know, we can just kick him out of the league. I know Sam wants to
Oh, yeah, Sam that's right. Sam really wants to join. Sam
so maybe we can kick Scraby out and bring Sam in.
That's like firing Marty Schottenheimer after a 14-2 season. You just can't do it.
Yeah, they did it, though.
You can.
They did do it.
they
did do it.
Darn it, I walked myself into that one.
And you know, Tony is the commish, and if he puts it up for a vote, I think your chances are kind of, you know, no better than 50-50 there.
You might be a drunk. Trouble there, champ.
I think one of the Elo committee needs to step back a little bit.
Fine.
Nah,
get rid of me.
They're
why don't they want the Elo committee? They're all beatable. All three of them.
Except for your godson.
Except for my godson, Connor. He's pretty good. All right. We are underway. Greg Camarillo will be on to talk some football. We have a Monday edition of the Fantabulous Sports Game Show coming up a little later. Looking forward to that. We'll have all the regular stuff, Daily Gambit, Chris vs. the Fans, Big Five. Until 6 o'clock, Gwen and Chris, happy to be with you. Thanks for being with us on a Monday, 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
2:24 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matthew Scraby. Xander Schauffele. Aztec... for life. Wins another major this year.
How about that?
My man is, I mean, listen, prior to winning the first one, which was, remind me again, Scrape?
The PGA Championship like 2 months ago.
Yeah, it wasn't long
ago. Before winning the PGA Championship, the kind of talk was, you know, close but no cigar. Like, he had been in contention on final days. And, you know, I don't think he ever played bad. I just think he just happened to be in circumstances where dudes played really well down the stretch, and he ended up losing. And so to go from that being kind of the narrative around who you are as a player – to now having two majors in the same season.
Yeah.
It's pretty remarkable. And yesterday, and I know Scrape, I said this to him during the break, and he didn't really get the idea of what I was saying. I mean, basically, Xander, you know, took that lead and went and hid. Like, he was in pretty much control for the majority of that round, it felt like.
The back nine, for sure.
It was an impressive performance. And let's go back to what you talked about and what the narrative is. Because you're right, Tony. This is a guy that I don't think the narrative was as kind as you're even making it out to be. That, you know, he was just in the wrong place and he lost some, you know, some tournaments. It was like this guy is almost bordering on a choker who's never going to win the major. He's never going to be able to win the big one. He's always going to lead in the first or second round, but he's always going to disappear on Sunday. I think there were those that were, you know, that mean about it. And I thought it was interesting. After his round Saturday, which got him in the running, they did a little quick visit with the on-course interview gal with Xander. And she immediately said, well, now that you've won a major, do you feel like it's all behind you and now you're confident enough in order to win one? And you could tell he was like not thrilled with that question. And
why? That's a fair question, I think.
I don't think it is. And he didn't think it was a fair question either, because he didn't like the fact that that was the narrative about him, that he couldn't win the big one.
Wait, so he was mad at the person for asking the
question? He wasn't mad.
Okay.
He wasn't mad.
Okay.
You could just tell that it wasn't his all-time favorite. And he answered it by saying, I don't know, that's kind of not really part of this anymore. I'm just in contention. I'm in good position to win this tournament. And I liked his answer because it showed me that he's put all that stuff behind him. He doesn't worry about, you know, whether he could win or whether he could ever win the big one, or now that he's won the big one, he didn't feel like a big monkey was off his back. He just goes out and plays. And that couldn't have been more, you know, evident than yesterday. First of all, Scraby's told me this about Xander. He plays slow.
It's very slow.
God,
it is. Scrape, I felt you there for a second. You didn't know where he was going.
You didn't know where
I
was going.
Because I said something in the break that I didn't ever want to be repeated.
No, I didn't repeat. But he plays slow.
Tony saw my concern immediately.
Xander is agonizing to watch play.
You know what it is?
Even if you speed up the DVR, it's like, come on. You know, he walks up to the ball, he walks back from the ball, he goes over the thing, he re-grips, like you said. But when it's time to hit, man, he is calm and he is cool and he is on point. And, you know, he didn't bogey one hole yesterday. And that's hard to do on that course. So
to me, you know, throughout his career, he always has come off to me as consistent. Like,
yeah,
that didn't necessarily mean he was like going to be in the top three or win the tournament. But I just always, when I do get a chance to watch him play, he just seems like he's consistent. He doesn't have like these crazy, like, you know,
he never
shifts
slumps.
Where he's exactly. That's a great way to put it. It didn't seem like he's ever in a slump. And so, it's pretty cool. You gotta be happy for a dude who's been knocking on the door for a little bit, and now he's basically kicked the door off the hinges.
He's kicked it in, yeah. Two championships. They're never going to say anything negative about Schauffele again, nor, you know, should they maybe have said so much negative in the first place. But you're right, Tony. He's an Aztec, and for that, you know, you have to. Sorry, I have a question from the
peanut
gallery.
You didn't need to stop.
Gallery.
I was just saying I had something. I was just alerting you that before you go to break or something, I have something. But Xander Schauffele is no different than any golfer that came before him who hadn't won a major that had maybe choked away a few majors. Every golfer, the next is it's the when will he win his major? Is he going to win his major? This is not one. Yeah, because Tiger started out winning majors, so no one. The biggest one I can think of is Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, Mickelson was that guy for a long time.
And but that's the thing, Xander's way younger though at this point, right?
Yeah. Then Mickelson for sure, sure.
Way younger.
Well, so. It was a glorious day for the Aztecs. If you're an Aztec, I mean, for Xander to win this is fantastic. I think he's the question that I have is. I mean, because the Mount Rushmore of San Diego State athletes is pretty chiseled in stone. I mean, there's Marshall Faulk, right? There's Kawhi Leonard, and there's your dad, Tony.
Yep.
Not your dad, Scraby, but Tony's dad.
My dad's upset about that.
Yeah, I know he is. Those three are pretty much chiseled in there. I don't think you could ever remove any of them. The fourth guy, in my mind, has always been a fourth athlete, and there's some others who would certainly be in contention, but I always thought Steven Strasburg because of what he accomplished. But with two majors in 2 months, Xander Schauffele is now, maybe getting us to rethink that. We'll see where it all goes, but... I don't know what you think, Tony.
How long has Xander been a pro?
I saw him when he won the Tour Championship. Over 10 years now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
He's had a very good career. The guy was in the top five before he won these two tournaments.
Yeah.
So he was already solidified as really good. He didn't come out of nowhere to win this stuff.
No, but I think a World Series MVP and a World Series victory carries Steven Strasburg. If he wins a third major and a fourth major, I think
That's where I was getting at with really like. How long has he been? Because I think we always are in a rush to do these.
Yes, we are.
But we kind of got to let his career play out. I mean, if this dude ends up with like 5-6 majors or something, he can play that long and play that type of golf. Like I think it does a disservice to have this conversation.
Yeah.
This early, considering how young he is.
Shouldn't have blown up Steven Strasburg's face on Mount Rushmore yet.
I didn't blow it up. I said that we might be getting the chisels out. That's all I'm saying. But congrats to Xander Schauffele. It was also a great day for United States golf. Scrape, I don't know if you're in on this, but this year an American won all four majors.
Mm.
It's the first time in 42 years that has happened.
Wow.
USA! USA!
1982... Tom Watson won two.
Okay.
Raymond Floyd.
Okay.
And the fourth one that year was won by a San Diegan as well.
Ooh.
Craig Stadler.
Oh, the Walrus.
The Walrus. I think he won the Masters that year.
Did he hate the Walrus nickname?
He probably did. It wasn't exactly a complimentary nickname.
It doesn't sound like the greatest
nickname. It wasn't
nickname. I can see why he hated it.
For Craig Stadler. But yeah, it's been 40 years, so that was cool.
All right, let's get to break. We have Greg Camarillo joining us next, talking some NFL. It's that time of the year, ladies and gentlemen. We are getting closer and closer to NFL season. I'm getting excited thinking about it. More Gwen and Chris on the way.
Hi, right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris, 2:39 the time. Chris Ello. Tony Gwynn Jr. in Washington, D.C. Padres and Nationals start their series tomorrow. Matt Scraby alongside here in the Odyssey Palace. Want to remind you, baseball coverage right here on 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how. Go to T-Mobile.com/switch. Talk some baseball, talk some golf. Xander Schauffele, big doings over the weekend. Padres, big doings over the weekend as they take 2 of 3 from the AL Central leading Guardians. But I don't know if you can feel it out there. Spring is almost in the air, but football's even closer than that. It's only 9 days until the Hall of Fame game. So we are starting to get excited around here about the National Football League. Joining us... the former star receiver, Stanford University, and the Miami Dolphins, Greg Camarillo. Our guy here on 97.3 The Fan, now working over at San Diego State with the Aztecs. Greg, how are you? Thanks so much, by the way, for bringing the gang in to see us a couple of weeks ago. The quarterback and the two DBs. We had a great time. I hope they did, too.
They did. Chris, thank you for hosting them and showing the Aztecs what that broadcasting life is all about. But like you mentioned, man, football is in the air. I went on ESPN.com today, and you know they have like the game. They read your mind and pick the games that you're interested in seeing. They put the Chargers-Seattle preseason game up there as one of the upcoming games for me to see, and it got me excited for football season.
Can't wait. Can't wait for sure. Let's start with at the top of football, and we'll work our way down. The Chiefs have now won two Super Bowls in a row. Nobody's ever won three in a row. Do you think the Chiefs winning again would be a great thing for football, or is it time for them to get knocked off their perch? And if they get knocked off their perch, give me a couple of teams you think could legitimately pull it off, other than the 49ers, because we know that they're dreaming.
I mean, the Chiefs are the gold standard when it comes to football of this era, much like the Patriots were of the past era. I don't think it's good for any sport and any team to win three consecutive championships because it's fun to see change. Much like we saw UConn men's basketball this last year just dominate 2 years in a row, it's not as much fun as watching a new team come and at least put up a fight or win a championship. So I will be for somebody else to come win that championship. And that's nothing against the Chiefs. They're amazing. They're great. But it's more fun when we get to see things change up, and that's what the NFL has going, is it's a league where most teams have a shot. I think that's what makes it fun to watch.
Apparently, Greg doesn't like dynasties, and so he wants it to be broken up immediately, which sounds a little bit of a hater, but it's okay. As we'll move on.
Definitely some hater in there.
He had to face Brady for most of his career, so I think that's where it comes from.
I guess I could understand that. Greg, I want to ask you a little bit about the Bears and Caleb Williams. What do you think of the roster that he's inheriting, at least offensively? I know he's got some weapons there on the outside. Does he have a chance to thrive in his rookie season?
The short answer is yes. I have not had much of a chance to actually watch Bears football in the last few years or pay much attention to their offseason because they have been abysmal. Now, I thought Justin Fields had talent. I thought that he was someone that could turn into a franchise quarterback. He would demonstrate sparks of that. But ultimately, like the quarterbacks, that's where careers have gone to die this past decade. It's not been set up for success. And when you're picking first, it means because your team has not been good. But Caleb Williams is that guy. And getting to watch him at SC and the confidence he plays with, the maturity, the poise, like this is as a pro quarterback ready to play as you mentioned I went to Stanford as Andrew Luck. And getting to watch him play in college, you could just see the difference between a guy that's good at college football and a guy that's ready for the pros. And that is Caleb Williams and his just maturity and ability to be in the pocket and make the right play. And so I think he does have a chance for success. Will it happen right away? Probably not. But over his time in Chicago, he is that guy that can turn things around there.
Talking about the quarterback position, Greg Camarillo is with us. And I just want to go back to the Chiefs for a half a second because it seems like the only really advantage that the Chiefs have over everybody is Patrick Mahomes. And it doesn't seem right to me, but in a lot of ways it does because we saw what Brady did and all the other quarterbacks before and after. But why is it that in football, which is really the ultimate team game, 22 guys have to be working in concert out there, that one position, the fact that the Chiefs have an edge there is why they have an edge everywhere?
Absolutely, and it relates to the coaching. Much like Mahomes and Brady, they both had their coaches that are next-level coaches that can take them there. But you can't discount the value of Travis Kelce. And I'm not saying he is the sole reason they are winning championships. But I got a chance to broadcast UCLA's spring game this year. And UCLA's new offensive coordinator is Eric Bieniemy, who spent a lot of time in Kansas City. And so I was talking to him, like, how does he teach the college guys that pro offense? And he said, we will watch a lot of film. So we'll watch how we did it in practice, and then we'll watch the Chiefs to see show how it's supposed to be done. But I don't want my guys watching Travis Kelce because he just makes things up. And so it's that combination of Mahomes being an elite quarterback and Travis Kelce just being able to freestyle things, and that chemistry between them, much like Gronk and Brady, where even if a play broke down, they'll figure it out. So it's really that having the coach, having that quarterback, but then having guys like Gronk, having guys like Kelce that can go off script and just make amazing things happen. And you put all that together, and that's the magic sauce right there. That's what gets you a ring.
Greg Amarillo joins us here on Gwen and Chris. And Greg, one of the things that came out, I don't know if John Harbaugh said it yesterday or today, but he talked about Lamar Jackson. The plan is for him to end up being the greatest quarterback to ever do it. Now, he's obviously took some flack because he has struggled, quite frankly, in the postseason. I mean, does he have a chance this year with the additions of Derrick Henry in that backfield? What are you going to have to see from him in order for him to get over the hump in terms of getting this kind of playoff issue behind him?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he'll ever be the most the greatest quarterback of all time. He's one of the greatest to watch, one of the most fun to watch. Definitely has the most skill set as a quarterback as far as doing different things. Getting over that hump, man, it's so hard in the NFL to win a Super Bowl. You look at guys like Dan Marino, who were one of the most epic passers in the world, that never had a championship ring because it takes so much more around you. And it also takes some luck. You think of the time where Brady came back 28-3. There was some luck involved. Kansas City in their playoff game with 16 seconds left, getting the kickoff and going and getting a field goal. Like, there's a little component of luck that goes beyond just the talent. Lamar Jackson has all the talent. He's heading in the right direction. They're putting those pieces around him. But sometimes it just takes that little bit of luck to get you that championship ring. And you know, that's what Lamar seems to be missing, is that, and not just for him, the team around him, to get him to go to that next step.
Craig Camarillo is with us. Of course, one of the things that is exciting about the beginning of any season, whether it's baseball, football, whatever, new faces in new places. And, you know, in the NFL, it's going to take a while for everybody to catch up on who's, you know, running back where. Some of the quarterbacks have moved around. Obviously, wide receivers signed free agent contracts. But I don't think there's a bigger name that is newcomer to the NFL this year than Jim Harbaugh. And he comes in to take over the Chargers. And you look at Harbaugh, I mean, he's coming off, first of all, a national championship. But when he was coaching the 49ers, it was unreal how successful he was. And people think that, a lot of people I've seen think that he's already like a top five coach in the NFL. Just coming back, he just lands that high. And people think he can do it with the Chargers, which I have to say, he's taking on an amazing challenge because he's doing it with a franchise that's never been able to get it done. What do you know about Jim? I mean, you know, USD connection, Stanford connection, whatever, but that makes him so great.
Yeah, well, first of all, let me go back to your name game of trying to figure out who's on what team. I was listening to you and Scravy try to challenge each other as to where these free agents went, and it made me crack open the NFL previews trying to figure out who's on what team, because it has been a serious shuffle this offseason. Jim Harbaugh has proven destination after destination that he builds champions. He started at USD where I worked in the athletic department there. He totally turned that program into a championship program. Stanford, now, this is no knock to my alma mater, but, well, it is a knock to my alma mater. If you could turn Stanford into a championship program, you have the magical juice, because the things he did there literally turned this struggling program into a team that could fight for a national championship. And then he left and did it with the Niners. So, you know, it's, for Scrape, he's probably the happiest about that. So he proved he could do it at all levels of college, and then he did it in the pros. And then he did the exact same thing at Michigan. So this guy just has the blueprint for turning programs around. Now, this is going to be probably his biggest talent challenge, and it is because they lack talent. The Chargers have Justin Herbert, who is an amazing quarterback, and then that's it. They got rid of Keenan Allen. They got rid of Mike Williams. They don't have elite talent surrounding Justin Herbert for him to immediately come and make an impact. But I'd be a fool to say he can't do it, because we've seen him time and time again do it. It'll be fun to watch just how quickly he can do it, and then with what pieces. You know, who are the guys that we're used to? Austin Eckler. We're used to Keenan Allen. Who are going to be the guys that fill those spots? But if there's one guy that can do it, that's Coach Harbaugh for sure.
No doubt about it. Greg, I got to ask you, since you brought the 49ers up and Scrape's happiness, Brandon Ayuk is unhappy right now with the 49ers in the contract negotiation. And, you know, I was listening to – I've heard this kind of speak prior to listening to Scrape and Chris talk about it, that Brandon Ayuk is not an important piece to that offense. Now, you played the wide receiver position. How important is Brandon Ayuk to that offense?
He's huge. I mean, he's the one piece, and I'm not saying he's the piece, because they have George Kittle, they got Debo Samuel, Brock Purdy is the one delivering the ball, but Brandon Ayuk is one of the reasons that they went on such a run last year. And as a wide receiver, to watch him and his ability to come across the middle and make huge plays is huge to the game. You have to pay attention to Brandon Ayuk, and then that gets Debo Samuel open, that gets George Kittle open, that makes Brock Purdy's life easier. And so he's huge in their success. Now, is he $30 million a year huge like he's asking? Probably not, but he is due to make $14 million. This is the last year of his rookie deal, and then they still have the ability to franchise tag him after that. So I personally don't think he's leaving. I have no problem with a man spending the offseason going into contract negotiations, because that's his time. You know, he's 26 years old. This is his prime chance to get money. Go ahead and get that money, man. Get that bag. But I think he'll be a Niner again. Hopefully they can find a way to make some room in the salary cap for him. They're fine this year coming up, but in future years they've got some issues with the salary cap. And, you know, they found Mr. Irrelevant Brock Purdy and a franchise quarterback who's making pennies to everyone else's dollars, pennies to everyone else's millions of dollars. So they got to capitalize now.
They're going to have to pay him at some point.
Yep. So they got to go for it now. And if there's a way to get Brandon Ayuk happy and get him money and get him out on that field, he is definitely needed for a championship run.
Greg, we got a couple minutes left. I want to use all the minutes. Scraby's rolling his eyes.
I mean, I go, hey, Chris, we only got 1 minute until we're out. And he's like, oh, okay.
So what I wanted to do is thank you for coming on.
Oh, come on. I know there's a question. At this point,
we'll
I've already moved everything.
We'll have to talk to you next week.
Just go.
There you go.
Ask your question, Chris. Ask your question.
I got nothing for him.
Ask your question.
Let's just keep talking to anger Scraby. How about that?
All right. In as many words as you can. No, from 2006 to 12 when you played, 12 years now, how has the National Football League possibly gotten more popular than when you were there? Because it was huge then, but it seems like it's bigger than ever now.
Taylor Swift. No, just kidding. I just had to say that. That's the difference. Gambling was not embraced when I was playing. And now that is such a huge component of the game for everyone to be able to, well, most people, depending on your state, to be able to gamble on the game. It's gotten so popular that even some NFL players are gambling on their own games. So that is a huge component of the game, and it's helped bring in money. It's helped bring in visibility. It's helped getting guys like Brandon Ayuk these bigger contracts.
Well done, Greg. We got to go right now. Can't even say goodbye. Because Scraby's getting the steam coming out of his ears. Thanks, Greg. We appreciate it as always. Good catching up to you.
Bye, fellas.
You know what's funny is I just caught.
Did you see the look on his face?
I just caught him like putting his head up to the ceiling, and I wasn't 100% sure because I caught the end of it. I was like, I wonder is this because Chris is asking another question.
Oh, man. Was it, Chris? Was it worth it? It was actually a decent question.
It was
a decent question.
Of course, it was
a
decent question.
Well,
I don't ask anything but decent questions.
Well, I mean, okay, yeah.
That's too funny.
Hour number two, quickly ahead.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more, Rex.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hi, welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. 2:39 the time. Chris Ello. Tony Gwynn Jr. in Washington, D.C. Padres and Nationals start their series tomorrow. Matt Scraby alongside here in the Odyssey Palace. Want to remind you, baseball coverage right here on 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how. Go to T-Mobile.com/switch. Talk some baseball, talk some golf. Xander Schauffele, big doings over the weekend. Padres, big doings over the weekend as they take 2 of 3 from the AL Central leading Guardians. But I don't know if you can feel it out there. spring is almost in the air, but football's even closer than that. It's only 9 days until the Hall of Fame game. So we are starting to get excited around here about the National Football League. Joining us, the former star receiver, Stanford University, and the Miami Dolphins, Greg Camarillo. Our guy here on 97.3 The Fan, now working over at San Diego State with the Aztecs. Greg, how are you? Thanks so much, by the way, for bringing the gang in to see us a couple of weeks ago. The quarterback and the two DBs. We had a great time. I hope they did, too.
They did, Chris. Thank you for hosting them and showing the Aztecs what that broadcasting life is all about. But like you mentioned, man, football is in the air. I went on ESPN.com today, and you know they have like the game. They read your mind and pick the games that you're interested in seeing. They put the Chargers-Seattle preseason game up there as one of the upcoming games for me to see, and it got me excited for football season.
Can't wait. Can't wait for sure. Let's start with at the top of football, and we'll work our way down. The Chiefs have now won two Super Bowls in a row. Nobody's ever won three in a row. Do you think the Chiefs winning again would be a great thing for football, or is it time for them to get knocked off their perch? And if they get knocked off their perch, give me a couple of teams you think could legitimately pull it off, other than the 49ers, because we know that
The Chiefs are the gold standard when it comes to football of this era, much like the Patriots were of the past era. I don't think it's good for any sport and any team to win three consecutive championships because it's fun to see change. Much like we saw UConn men's basketball this last year just dominate 2 years in a row, it's not as much fun as watching a new team come and at least put up a fight or win a championship. So I will be for somebody else to come win that championship. And that's nothing against the Chiefs. They're amazing. They're great. But it's more fun when we get to see things change up, and that's what the NFL has going, is it's a league where most teams have a shot. I think that's what makes it fun to watch.
Apparently, Greg doesn't like dynasties, and so he wants it to be broken up immediately, which sounds a little bit of a hater, but it's okay. As we will move on.
Definitely some hater in there.
He had to face Brady for most of his career, so I think that's where it comes from.
I guess I could understand that. Greg, I want to ask you a little bit about the Bears and Caleb Williams. What do you think of the roster that he's inheriting, at least offensively? I know he's got some weapons there on the outside. Does he have a chance to thrive in his rookie season?
The short answer is yes. I have not had much of a chance to actually watch Bears football in the last few years or pay much attention to their offseason because they have been abysmal. Now, I thought Justin Fields had talent. I thought that he was someone that could turn into a franchise quarterback. He would demonstrate sparks of that. But ultimately, like the quarterbacks, that's where careers have gone to die this past decade. It's not been set up for success. And when you're picking first, it means because your team has not been good. But Caleb Williams is that guy, and getting to watch him at SC and the confidence he plays with, the maturity, the poise, like this is as a pro quarterback ready to play as you mentioned I went to Stanford as Andrew Luck. And getting to watch him play in college, you could just see the difference between a guy that's good at college football and a guy that's ready for the pros, and that is Caleb Williams. And his just maturity and ability to be in the pocket – and make the right play. And so I think he does have a chance for success. Will it happen right away? Probably not. But over his time in Chicago, he is that guy that can turn things around there.
Talking about the quarterback position, Greg Camarillo is with us. And I just want to go back to the Chiefs for a half a second because it seems like the only really advantage that the Chiefs have over everybody is Patrick Mahomes. And it doesn't seem right to me, but in a lot of ways it does because we saw what Brady did and all the other quarterbacks before and after. But why is it that in football, which is really the ultimate team game, 22 guys have to be working in concert out there, that one position The fact that the Chiefs have an edge there is why they have an edge everywhere.
Absolutely, and it relates to the coaching. Much like Mahomes and Brady, they both had their coaches that are next-level coaches that can take them there. But you can't discount the value of Travis Kelce. And I'm not saying he is the sole reason they are winning championships. But I got a chance to broadcast UCLA's spring game this year. And UCLA's new offensive coordinator is Eric Bieniemy, who spent a lot of time in Kansas City. And so I was talking to him, like, how does he teach the college guys that pro offense? And he said, we will watch a lot of film. So we'll watch how we did it in practice, and then we'll watch the Chiefs to see show how it's supposed to be done. But I don't want my guys watching Travis Kelce because he just makes things up. And so it's that combination of Mahomes being an elite quarterback and Travis Kelce just being able to freestyle things, and that chemistry between them, much like Gronk and Brady, where even if a play broke down, they'll figure it out. So it's really that having the coach, having that quarterback, but then having guys like Gronk, having guys like Kelce that can go off script and just make amazing things happen. And you put all that together, and that's the magic sauce right there. That's what gets you a ring.
Greg Amarillo joins us here on Gwen and Chris. And Greg, one of the things that came out, I don't know if John Harbaugh said it yesterday or today, but he talked about Lamar Jackson. The plan is for him to end up being the greatest quarterback to ever do it. Now, he's obviously took some flack because he has struggled, quite frankly, in the postseason. I mean, does he have a chance this year with the additions of Derrick Henry in that backfield? What are you going to have to see from him in order for him to get over the hump in terms of getting this kind of playoff issue behind him?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he'll ever be the greatest quarterback of all time. He's one of the greatest to watch, one of the most fun to watch. Definitely has the most skill set as a quarterback as far as doing different things. Getting over that hump, it's so hard in the NFL to win a Super Bowl. You look at guys like Dan Marino, who were one of the most epic passers in the world, that never had a championship ring because it takes so much more around you. And it also takes some luck. You think of the time where Brady came back 28-3. There was some luck involved. Kansas City in their playoff game with 16 seconds left, getting the kickoff and going and getting a field goal. Like, there's a little component of luck that goes beyond just the talent. Lamar Jackson has all the talent. He's heading in the right direction. They're putting those pieces around him. But sometimes it just takes that little bit of luck to get you that championship ring. And you know, that's what Lamar seems to be missing, is that, and not just for him, the team around him, to get him to go to that next step.
Craig Camarillo is with us. Of course, one of the things that is exciting about the beginning of any season, whether it's baseball, football, whatever, new faces and new places. And you know, in the NFL, it's going to take a while for everybody to catch up on who's, you know, running back where. Some of the quarterbacks have moved around. Obviously, wide receivers signed free agent contracts. But I don't think there's a bigger name that is newcomer to the NFL this year than Jim Harbaugh. And he comes in to take over the Chargers. And you look at Harbaugh, I mean, he's coming off, first of all, a national championship. But when he was coaching the 49ers, it was unreal how successful he was. And people think that a lot of people I've seen think that he's already like a top five coach in the NFL. Just coming back, he just lands that high. And people think he can do it with the Chargers, which I have to say, he's taking on a, you know, an amazing challenge because he's doing it with a franchise that's never been able to get it done. What do you know about Jim? I mean, you know, USD connection, Stanford connection, whatever, but that makes him so great.
Yeah, well, first of all, let me go back to your name game of trying to figure out who's on what team. I was listening to you and Scravey try to challenge each other as to where these free agents went, and it made me crack open the NFL previews, trying to figure out who's on what team, because it has been a serious shuffle this offseason. Jim Harbaugh has proven destination after destination that he builds champions. He started at USD, where I worked in the athletic department there. He totally turned that program into a championship program. Stanford, now, this is no knock to my alma mater, but, well, it is a knock to my alma mater. If you could turn Stanford into a championship program, you have the magical juice, because the things he did there literally turned this struggling program into a team that could fight for a national championship. And then he left and did it with the Niners. So, you know, it's for Scrape, he's probably the happiest about that. So he proved he could do it at all levels of college, and then he did it in the pros. And then he did the exact same thing at Michigan. So this guy just has the blueprint for turning programs around. Now, this is going to be probably his biggest talent challenge, and it is because they lack talent. The Chargers have Justin Herbert, who is an amazing quarterback, and then that's it. They got rid of Keenan Allen. They got rid of Mike Williams. They don't have elite talent surrounding Justin Herbert for him to immediately come and make an impact. But I'd be a fool to say he can't do it, because we've seen him time and time again do it. It'll be fun to watch just how quickly he can do it, and then with what pieces. You know, who are the guys that we're used to? Austin Eckler. We're used to Keenan Allen. Who are going to be the guys that fill those spots? But if there's one guy that can do it, that's Coach Harbaugh for sure.
No doubt about it. Greg, I got to ask you, since you brought the 49ers up and Scrave's happiness, Brandon Ayuk is unhappy right now with the 49ers in the contract negotiation. And, you know, I was listening to – I've heard this kind of speak prior to listening to Scrave and Chris talk about it, that Brandon Ayuk is not an important piece to that offense. Now, you played the wide receiver position. How important is Brandon Ayuk to that offense?
He's huge. I mean, he's one piece, and I'm not saying he's the piece, because they have George Kittle, they got Debo Samuel, Brock Purdy is the one delivering the ball, but Brandon Ayuk is one of the reasons that they went on such a run last year. And as a wide receiver, to watch him and his ability to come across the middle and make huge plays is huge to the game. You have to pay attention to Brandon Ayuk, and then that gets Debo Samuel open, that gets George Kittle open, that makes Brock Purdy's life easier. And so he's huge in their success. Now, is he $30 million a year huge like he's asking? Probably not, but he is due to make $14 million. This is the last year of his rookie deal, and then they still have the ability to franchise tag him after that. So I personally don't think he's leaving. I have no problem with a man spending the offseason going into contract negotiations, because that's his time. You know, he's 26 years old. This is his prime chance to get money. Go ahead and get that money, man. Get that bag. But I think he'll be a Niner again. Hopefully they can find a way to make some room in the salary cap for him. They're fine this year coming up, but in future years they've got some issues with the salary cap. And, you know, they found Mr. Irrelevant Brock Purdy in a franchise quarterback who's making pennies to everyone else's dollars, pennies to everyone else's millions of dollars. So they got to capitalize now.
Because they're going to have to pay him at some point.
Yep. So they got to go for it now. And if there's a way to get Brandon Ayuk happy and get him money and get him out on that field, he is definitely needed for a championship run.
Greg, we got a couple minutes left. I want to use all the minutes. Scraby's rolling his eyes.
I mean, I go, hey, Chris, we only got 1 minute until we're out. And he's like, oh.
So what I wanted to do is thank you for coming on.
Oh, come on. I know there's a question. At this point, I've already moved everything.
We'll have to talk to you next week.
Just go.
There you go.
Ask your question, Chris. Ask your question.
I got nothing for him.
Ask your question.
Let's just keep talking to anger Scraby. How about that?
All right. In as many words as you can. No, from 2006 to 12 when you played, 12 years now, how has the National Football League possibly gotten more popular than when you were there? Because it was huge then, but it seems like it's bigger than ever now.
Taylor Swift. No, just kidding. I just had to say that. That's the difference. Gambling was not embraced when I was playing. And now that is such a huge component of the game for everyone to be able to, well, most people, depending on your state, to be able to gamble on the game. It's gotten so popular that even some NFL players are gambling on their own games. So that is a huge component of the game, and it's helped bring in money. It's helped bring in visibility. It's helped getting guys like Brandon Ayuk these bigger contracts.
Well done, Greg. We got to go right now. Can't even say goodbye. Because Scraby's getting the steam coming out of his ears. Thanks, Greg. We appreciate it as always. Good catching up to you.
Bye, fellas.
You know what's funny is I just caught
Did you see the look on his face?
I just caught him like putting his head up to the ceiling, and I wasn't 100% sure because I caught the end of it. I was like, I wonder is this because Chris is asking the question?
Oh, man.
Was it, Chris? Was it worth it? It was actually a decent question.
It was a decent question.
Of course,
it was a decent question. Well, I don't ask anything but decent questions.
Well, I mean,
that's too funny.
Hour number two, quickly ahead.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.